Anishinaabe's teachings from so many infinite oceans of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, that many realities, all our realities in La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from the oceans of creation, so many fountains flowing from Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And alhamdulillah, we've talked before about Mawlana Shaykh's teaching from Holy Hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that all of Holy Qur'an in 30 juz, all 30 juz like a laser, in Surat Al-Fatiha. All of the reality of Surat Al-Fatiha, that holding all of the reality of Holy Qur'an, means breaks from these seven, all of Holy Fatiha in the secret of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is 19 letters, and 19 letters in Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Hassan, and Hussein, alayhi salatu wasalam. That everything that Allah gave of the treasures of creation is in the ocean of Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's what we said at the beginning, that everything is in La ilaha illallah, la sharik, with Allah Azza wa Jal. When Allah Azza wa Jal wants to be known, creates Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Means that every creation is now blossoming from the ocean of Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the owner of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, its reality is in Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was created, and Sayyidina Jibreel, they put these different secrets together for us, for the seeker who's seeking realities. That Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came and gave Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam a tour of paradise, and went from one place to another place until he had come across the Palace of Lights. He said, unimaginable lights, and what are these lights, and who is this seated upon the throne of lights, and many descriptions that we don't have written now in front of us to sort of perfectly quote its reality. But he saw the realities of Sayyidina Muhammad Sayyidina Fatima Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Hassan wa Sayyidina Hussain. And he saw their lights, and he saw their magnificence and munificence. And he was taught certain words by Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, that remember these words, you'll need them. Knowing that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was soon going to fall from the paradise reality and be sent to this dunya. And the words that he had told them was, Ya Hamid bihaqq Muhammad. Sifat al-Hamid bihaqq Muhammad. Ya Ali bihaqq Ali. Ya Khaliq bihaqq Fatima. Ya Rahman bihaqq al-Hasan. Ya Rahim bihaqq al-Husayn. Ya Rabbi, from the blessings of their reality, forgive me, grant me your maghfirah and your forgiveness. He was taught these words, and they call the repentance of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, that when he had landed on earth for 40 years of crying, and then a khatir came into his heart and says, remember, look up. And when he looked up to the Divinely Throne, he immediately remembered, made that du'a, and Allah says, if you had asked anything with those words, I would have granted them instantly. And for us in the oceans of Marifa, is teaching that everything has a dress from the family of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ. We said before, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, the mim, ha, mim, mim Muhammad, means just the Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, the mim, bi ismi, mim. Ha, Muhammad, means the whole of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is the hamd of Muhammad. Ya Hamid wa Haq Muhammad means the whole umbrella of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is Muhammad. And those are the four fountains of paradise. The fountain coming from the meme of Bismi, from the meme of Bismi is the fountain of water. From the Allah, the Hay of Allah, Hidayat coming the fountain of milk. From the meme of Rahman, the fountains of nectar. And Prophet had seen this on the Miraj and saw before the bounty, the look tree, that he saw all of creation on the tree of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and saw the four rivers that are flowing beneath the tree of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim to the pond of the Kawthar. The meme of Rahim is the fountain of asal, honey. So you have the water, milk, nectar and honey. From that reality, all of it is Muhammad, the spinning oceans of power. So in the understanding and the unlocking of the keys of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, that it's a question that Allah and many secrets and fruits within that Allah asking, in which name of Rahman al-Rahim do you open every reality? Because for every action first is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and move into that reality, move into that action. So for us the understanding is Sayyidina Muhammad is the umbrella of all creation, that he is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna huwa Sulaiman wa inna huwa Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. That he is Allah's Rahmah, he is Allah's Rahim, he is Allah's every attribute of Allah. Prophet is the reflection of that for creation to know. Then from the bi'ismi they begin to teach us that the reality of the ba and all the power of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is in the ba, and all the power of the ba is in the nut. And that reality is under Sayyidina Ali alayhi salatu salam. And that Ya Ali bi haqq Ali means Allah Most High, means that qudra and that power, Allah Most High, and by the reality that He is dressing Sayyidina Ali alayhi salam. And that's why Prophet said, "Ana madinatan madinata al Ali baba baba hu baba hu." He's the door of, because we take everything in a very simplistic instead of making it complicated. He's the baba hu. That Prophet is all of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and the bab, the door of the who, the door of the reality is Sayyidina Ali salam. The nuqt of Sayyidina Ali salatu salam then becomes the opening and the secret of how all this creation manifesting. Next in the family from bi'ismi, under the tajalli of Sayyidina Ali salam. Allah, what makes Allah for us is the uniqueness, and what makes Allah unique is that only Allah can create. So sifat al-Khaliq haq. So from the qudra, this is now how creation unfolds. From qudra there must be a power. There must be from ancient knowledges, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ أَلَقٍ. There must be an ancient knowledge that begins to move and through that knowledge, Allah Azza wa Jalla going to manifest what Allah Azza wa Jalla wants to manifest. Sifat al-Khaliq is the secret of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the uniqueness of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You can be merciful and Allah Azza wa Jalla most merciful. You can be compassionate and Allah Azza wa Jalla most compassionate, but you cannot be creator. Allah Azza wa Jalla owns that completely unique, that I am the creator and nobody creates. But Allah Azza wa Jalla dresses Sifat al-Khaliq on the secret and the reality of Fatima alayhi salatu wasalam, because she holds the secret of the Fa. Fa al-Fatah, Fa al-Fatiha, means from every opening has to come from the Fa. The Fa even hidden in the Alif. Alif, Lam, Fa. Because Alif is written Alif, Alif once spoken becomes Alif, Lam, Fa. That is Allah Azza wa Jalla, the beginning. Ms. Sayyidina Fatima al-Islam is dressed by this reality of Allah Azza wa Jalla, because everything has to manifest through Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every attribute doesn't come from Allah Azza wa Jalla directly to you. It must go through Tawheed, must move through La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and out through creation. So a Khaliq, its secret is given to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given the secret of creation to Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra sallam. That everything coming into creation is that secret in her hands. So then when you begin to ponder, when a woman gives birth, she has the secret of creation within her womb. Because the soul comes first, not the body. Alam al-Qur'an khalaq al-insan. Allah's ancient souls is the soul of Sayyidina Muhammad and all his Ahlul Bayt, especially the khiswa, the main pillars of creation. That those are ancient souls and the ancient reality dressed upon them, it is the fountain of all creation that opened. So Allah giving the secret of creation to the light of Sayyidina Muhammad, so that in our ocean of creation things are being born. So in what power a womb of a woman has power to bring children? Must be a secret from knowledge. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَلَقٍ. Allah's ancient knowledge, al-aleem, lam, through the lisan al-haq, through the tongue of his truthful representative, qaf al-Qur'an al-majeed. If they have the reality of Holy Qur'an within them, Allah says they can revive the dead, they can bring creation to existence. Everything is bi'izzatullah under Holy Qur'an. Means the secret, the dressing, how a woman has a child in her womb. It's from Allah, but she must have some sort of secret that this molds a child in a rahim. This is Sifat al-Rahman. Our rahim before the noon. That secret, once it's born, is granted a noon and comes into existence, but it must have an owner of that secret. So, Ya Khaliq bi haqqi Fatima. That for everything coming into existence and everything coming out of the oceans of creation, that secret given to Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ, Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ dressing Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra from that reality. Means the majesty and the nobleness is unimaginable. With the water, it's coming to the reality of Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra. So then the water and the reality of Sayyidina Ali salam, an ancient soul of Allah's reality, is destined to meet with the secret of Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra salam. And what happens when insan meet? Creation comes into existence. It's from the power and the qudrah, the reality of Sayyidina Ali salam in the womb, and the reality of Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra salam is the birth of Imam al-Hasan. from this tree of life, everything under Sifat al-Rahman is in the physical world. That everything that Allah says, I am a Rahman and I sit upon the throne, al-Arsh al-Istawa, means that everything in the physical world is under Sifat al-Rahman. So, Ya Rahman bihaqq al-Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba means that from that reality of light Sayyidina Fatima gave birth to Hasanat, the goodness, and all the Sifat of Rahman is dressing and blessing and coming through the soul of Imam Hasan. And that everything in the physical world is being dressed by that reality. So then they begin to tell us, look at the huruf, ra ha mim rahim, rahim is womb. That from that rahim, anything born, Allah grants to it a noon, a nur. Once you have life, you have existence. So from the rahim comes a nur and it's born. That Rahman and the secret of that noon and that ocean of noon, if you look at just the ha mim noon, that light of noon is connected to the mim of Sayyidina Muhammad. Means if you want the light of Rahman, you want that noor, you have to enter into that noon. And that noon leads us to the meme of Sayyidina Muhammad, is Bahrul Muheet, that everything within the ocean of Muhammadun Rasulullah. Leads us to what? Hayat from the oceans of Hayat. For us then, because the Ahlul Haqq. These are also the Ahlul Hub. Means we're asking to understand the attribute of Rahman and the breakup for us that you want the light, then the light begins to show us go to the meme of Sayyidina Muhammad. From the meme of Sayyidina Muhammad, take us to the oceans of Al Hayat. And who is from the ocean of Al Hayat? That Allah granted him to be named Al-Hasan, because he is from the reality of the oceans of Hayat. He has the seam, Hasan, he's the seam because he has the secret from Prophet. He carries the noon, which is the light of his reality. It is the inheritance of the noon of Rahman. For Allah's attribute to be known, it must manifest through Prophet ﷺ, from Prophet ﷺ to his Ahlul Bayt, the Ashab al-Nabi. So they're teaching us that the Ha of Hasan is from the ocean of Hayat. He carries the sir and the secret of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ, which was the bismi. Secret of his jad, the seen was in the bismi. He carries the secret of Prophet of Imam Ali, Sayyidina Fatima, and he is the noon and the nur emanating within dunya. So then Allah tells us in Holy Qur'an, the dunya hasanat wa akhirat hasanat wa akhirat adab an-nar. Attain the hasanat in dunya and the hasanat of akhirah and stay away from the fire. Hasanat for us is not good deeds, because the best of deeds is to accompany the family of Prophet. Not good deeds of reading book and picking up change off the floor. The highest of hasanat is Prophet's hadith, I leave for you Qur'an, my sunnah and my family. means keep the company of my family. Eat with them in dunya, drink with them in dunya, pray with them in dunya, live and be happy and sad with them in dunya, and you must know that you will be with them in akhirah. You spend your dunya with the family of Sayyidina Muhammad asking, Ya Rabbi, grant me hasanat. Grant me from the reality of Imam Hasan that to live this Sifatul Rahman with that light, then Allah says, then accompany that light and they'll dress you from their secret. Imam Hasan comes to dress us from that light, dress us from the sir, and that sir opens into the oceans of al-hayat. When our dunya is with them and living with them, eating with them, drinking with them, praying with them, loving Prophet ﷺ, loving Ashab al-Nabi ﷺ, loving Ahlul Bayt al-Nabi ﷺ, and that our whole love is for Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ and tashreef and respect and ihtiram. This is the holy month of Shahban, and in the month of Rajab Allah showed my love for Prophet ﷺ. You can never do what I did for the love of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ. Whatever you do, it still comes short. I brought all my creation to witness the greatness of Prophet ﷺ. In the holy month of Shaban, then we're asking, Ya Rabbi, grant us the real hasana. So then the next born from that reality is also Hasan, but he's younger and called Hussein. Hussein means small Hasan. If keeping the company of Imam Hasan and Hasanat of Ahlul Bayt and blessings of Ahlul Bayt and the love of Sayyidina Muhammad and love of the way and the companions of Sayyidina Muhammad, then Imam Hussein comes and begins to teach us that, Ya Rahim bi haqq al-Hussein. Why Sifat al-Rahim? Because this is the du'a. It's not just that we're making a du'a and asking, Ya Rabbi, grant us just from the du'a. Allah just says you have to leave the du'a. Ya Hamida bi haqq Muhammad, that all my life is to be accompanying the love of Prophet ﷺ, and he is a Hamid, the most praised one, and the one who praises Allah the most. Whom Allah praises and whom he praises Allah the most. So then accompany that hamd. Ya Ali bi haqq Ali, then know that my greatness is with that family, my love is with that family. Ya Khaliq bi haqq Fatima, Ya Rabbi, every secret is coming from that reality, that love and that respect. And then Sifatul Rahman, that in the physical world seek them out, be with them, eat with them, drink with them. And then Imam Hussein comes to teach us that in my name is Ha, from the ocean of Hayat, seen from the secret of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ, but I have the Ya of Yaqeen because I am Sayyid al-Shuhada. That the light I'm going to give to you and the light I'm going to teach you is from your paradise reality. Sayyid al-Shuhada means he is the master of those who see. There is no awliyaullah that heart can be open that not seeing under the permission of Imam Hussein ﷺ. Impossible. All of them take from the hand of Imam Ali ﷺ. All walayat and all the fountain of Kawthar, all awliyaullah, they take from the hand of Imam Ali ﷺ. And this water pours through the family of Imam Ali ﷺ. And that reality pouring from that reality, and Imam Hussein ﷺ comes to teach us that the yaqeen that you want and the certainty you want, Allah has given that honour to me. That through 72 shuhada, because 72 is the gate of paradise, 72 locks, that each shaheed from Karbala opened that lock, and the one key, the miftah, miftah al rahmah, the key of rahmah, was the reality of Imam Hussein. He's the key with 72 locks. Each one of the shaheed and those who died in Karbala are intercessors for the nation of Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that my nation would have 72 groups that went astray. But he's not throwing them in Jahannam. 72 groups that Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ummati, 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 and the family stepped in and samina wa atana. That we should sacrifice ourselves, that Allah grant us to intercede for all those who went wrong. Means every number is meticulously perfected by Allah. So when we want from Sifat al-Rahim that, Ya Rabbi, not only hasanat in dunya and just being prosperous and wealthy and rich, grant us hasanat of akhirah and open the reality of our heart. Then you open from the kamil, from the perfected ones who are the awliyaullah, Sultan al-Awliya among Shaykh Muhammad Nazim Haqqani. But where are they taking from? From Sayyid al-Shuhada, his titles are not small. I come as the master of those who see, because my reality is the reality of paradise. And that's why the Nasheed said, do you want the owners of the two paradises? The owners of Qur'an, everything is in this reality. So Imam Hussain ﷺ comes to teach us that, I have been granted the yaqeen, and I teach you how to sacrifice yourself, sacrifice your desires, sacrifice your bad character, sacrifice your wound, so that you have the best of character. And that Prophet ﷺ should be happy with our manners and our adab. And then we are the owners of the Kawthar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, atainaka al-Kawthar. Fasalli rabbika wanhar. Pray unto your Lord wanhar. Imam Hussain alayhi salam comes, I'm going to teach you how to pray. Fasalli rabbika. Who to direct yourself to? Pray and sacrifice yourself and your want and your desire, so that it's only Allah's desire and the desire of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ. Ati Allah, ati Rasul, wa ulul amri minkum. So that we can fulfill that request. Wa shahnaka huwa al-abtar. Allah then says, if you are able to fulfill that, I will cut off all your enemies. Because you become mukhlis, no more shaitan has anything to do with you. Means that key and that rahmah and that ocean, then why asal and why honey? Because it is the healing for paradise and the paradise reality. So that when we're saying, Ya Hamida bi Haqq Muhammad, Ya Rabbi, keep us always in the praise of the one whom is most praised in your Divinely Presence. So it begins to open why then awliyaullah come into our lives and teach us, make mawlid, make durood. Keep praising on Prophet ﷺ, not because he needs it, but because you need it, I need it. You're not doing him a favor, Allah doesn't care. It doesn't raise Prophet ﷺ up and doesn't bring Prophet ﷺ down. But Ya Hamid bi Haqq Muhammad, Ya Rabbi, let me praise upon him because he is your most praised. And open that reality and open that dress upon the soul. And the Most High and Most Power, that ocean of Qudra, the dressing them, the secret of creation, the blessing them. And what type of dress you have put in to these Ahlul Bayt, that let the love of them be more than the love of myself. The way of their example be more than the way of myself. And find that reality and that peace. And for us it's all through the love of Ashab al-Nabi ﷺ. That following the companions, following the greatness of Prophet ﷺ, the love of Ahlul Bayt, love of only Allah. But pray that in this holy month they open from these realities. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.